Okay, let's begin today's daf, B'metzia daf mem tes. And we are on mem ches amebez. We are a couple lines up from the bottom, lema kitanoi. So says the Gemara, lema kitanoi, we're discussing the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara had a machlokas yesterday. Rav says that Kenegda hukone, that a ravon, if somebody gives a down payment, so to speak, so then it's only kone, kenegda, the amount of the item that it was, that is paid for, but not kenegda the entire item. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, kenegda kula hukone. So that's the question, this whole parak talking about kinyanim until we get to the later on today's daf where we start another different world of sugyas. But either way, that's the topics that we're in now. Various ways of being kone. Is the kinyan chal? Is the kinyan not being chal? So lema katanai, let's say this issue of machlokas, of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, about whether if I make a down payment, if I make an eravon, does that kone the whole thing? Maybe it's a machlokas tanaim in a totally different context in halacha. Says the Gemara, hamalva es chavera al hamashkon. If somebody lends their friend money and gets a mashkon, gets a collateral in lieu of the money. So now I'm holding on to the mashkon. The question is, what about Shemitah? Shemitah comes, we know the Din D'Oraisa is Shemitah's Ksafim, that when the year of Shemitah comes, or maybe at the end of the year of Shemitah, the loan is no longer collectible, and there's an Isser to go collect, lo yigos. But the halacha is that if there is a mashkon, so then the loan is still collectible. The mashkon somehow prevents the loan from dissipating. Pashtus, why? Because the Isser is lo yigos, not to go and collect. But when there is a mashkon, it is somewhat considered collected already. Says Rashi, right here on the third skinny line. I'm sorry, third wide line. De lo karina be lo yigos, shari eno tovo klum. Because he doesn't have to be toveahim. I have your mashkon. It's as if there is a concretized piece of the loan in my hands. If you don't pay back, I'm just going to keep this. So there's no Isser of lo yigos. You don't have to. It's nagus va'omed. That's the language of the Ritva here. It's even more graphic. Nagus va'omed, and therefore it is not, the Shemitah does not make the loan disappear. The Ritva does quote another source, so it seems to be two deyos in the Ritva. One is Xeris HaKasav. The Sifri says, Ve'es asher yelecha es ha'achicha, ve'lo es shelachicha biyadecha. That which is your friend's in your hands, what is yours in your friend's hands, that's what disappears, meaning the loan, but not your friend's in your hands. Prat lamav ala mashkon. So today is whether it's a svara or whether it is based on a logic of that is not considered collected yet. But either way, so that's the principle. So malvas chaver ala mashkon v'nechnasa shmita afa bishen hashava ala plag. Even though the mashkon is only worth part of the loan, right? We had this back at the beginning of Hamafkut, if you remember, also similar cases. The mashkon is worth 50 and the loan is worth 100. Even though that's not true, that it's not worth the whole thing, the loan does not disappear. Which part of the loan? We'll see. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Omer, Imhaya Mashkon Kineged Halva Aso. If the Mashkon is Kineged the entire Halva, Eina Mashamit, then the loan still exists. V'imlav, but if it's not Kineged the whole thing Mashamit, then it is Mashamit. So the question is, what is the amount that is Mishumat or not, according to these two Tanoim? So my Eina Mashamit Tekam Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that even if the loan is not, the Mashkon is not Kineged the whole loan, it is not Mishamit. What does that mean? Ilema Kinegdo. Does he mean, when he says it's not Mishamet, even though it's only Shaveh part of it, that the loan doesn't disappear. Ilema Kinegdo, does that mean that, well, only the part of the loan that is Kineged the Mashkon doesn't disappear? The Mashkon is worth 50. So then 50 of the loan, doesn't disappear. The 50 are still collectible. Michlad Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Savers, Rabbi Yehuda, who doesn't go that far, holds, Lach Pal Ganami Mishamet, that even if you have a Mashkon Kineged part of the loan, that part will also disappear, because he's one less. Elamashko denagelamale. So why did he take the mashkon in the first place? Right? Isn't the mashkon to be able to solve the problem of Shemitah? So, elav shmamina, rather, what must this machlokas, how do we understand it? My ena mashami tekamer Rav Shimon Gamliel, ena mashami pekulo. Rav Shimon Gamliel must hold that if you have a mashkon that's worth part of the loan, then the entire loan is called a malva al hamashkon, and you will be able to collect the whole thing. The whole loan is not mashami, right? And that's similar to Shita of Rav Yochanan, of Keneged Kula Hukona. And Rabbi Shimon, and what's the mishamit of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? Not that nothing is affected. The amount of the loan that's worth more than the mashkon, that's what disappears. And they're arguing about Gufar issue. The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar Keneged Kula Hukone. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, like Rabbi Yochanan said, you give a partial down payment, that's your kona the whole thing. So do here, the mashkon is worth part, so that's kona the whole thing. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi Savar Kenegdo Hukona, and Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, no, only Kenegdo. So shall we say, this machlokas, Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, is parallel to all the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. 2 points on this machlokas. Number one, we already mentioned the Rashi and the 2 days in the Ritva about the issues of why a milva alamashkon wouldn't be subject to the laws of Shemitah's Ksafim. There is a chiddush of the Ksos. The Ksos says that if the malve wants to hold on to the mashkon instead of giving it back and getting his chov, then everybody agrees he's allowed to hold on to it until he gets his whole chov back. The only machlokes is if he gives back the mashkon, how much is given back. Venira, sos and simin samach dalin. And he says this to answer a problem, which we're not going to get into now. But venira, degam b'shmita, im hamalve rotzela akev hamashkon, ad sheyifrenu kol chovo, mati ma'akev. Even if the mashkon is only worth half, I'm holding on to this till you give me everything. What do you mean? It's only worth half. I don't care. That's the point of a mashkon. Until you pay me the whole thing, I'm holding on to it. Umishum da omer lididi shave kol chovi. This mashkon is, I take it in lieu of the whole chov. Ukamot demati ma'akiv hachen le'inyim metatli diyasmi. V'ha de pligi tanoi. And that which the tanoim argue in Perak HaZahav, our case. Hainu hecha shalmava ina rotzeb mashkon. V'toveya lelovo eschovo. If he's giving back the mashkon, he wants to get his chov, how much can he demand? Uleman damer mashkon kedeged kulo kone. The law has to pay everything right away. Kiva de lo shach shmita bazeh achov, she'el of mashkon, u keneged kulo. And the one who says, ina kone keneged kulo, ina lo vitzorach lefroa, only that amount that's keneged. Ava le mamalve rotze la akeva mashkon, at she yachzer lo kol chovo. Vomer ledi shaveli, ina chinami de matzi ma'akev. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, he would be able to hold on to the mashkon until he gets everything back. That's an important limitation of our machlokes, according to the Ksos. Also, the other ha'ara, which I did not get to mention a few days ago when we discussed this issue of Shemitah's Ksafim, remember we discussed this back on Dav Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, where the Gemara, that we had the three cases of people who are no longer here, right? They went, they disappeared here, or Bidina Sayam. We had the three cases of Shavui, Netushim, and Retushim. And there, the Gemara says, what's the Lashon of Netushim? That's related to Shvius. Shvius Tishpatenu and Natashta, and Shvius is Avkata Demalka. So there we spoke about the two issues. How do we look at Shmita's Karka, and how do we look at Shmita's Ksafim? And there, if you remember, we discussed the Machlokas between Rov Rishonim at the top of the list, the Mordechai against the Yireim. How do we look at the Shmitas Ksafim? Is it automatic? Even what if the Malva is screaming, I want to collect, I want to collect, I want to collect, I don't care what the Torah says. Do we say that that's collectible? Could you prevent it? Or is it automatic? So Rov Rishonim say it's automatic. The Mordechai said it's automatic. Nothing to talk about. Right? The Torah says, right? It's there's a halacha. While the Yireim said that no, it is something that you have to do. So we didn't get then to talk about the next point. According to the Yireim, it's a chiddush gadol, but you understand what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is to be mishamet and say, I'm not collecting, and the loan dissipates. But according to the Mordechai and Rov Rishonim, what we hold, it's automatic. So what's the mitzvah saseh? There's a mitzvah saseh of Shmitas Ksafim. What do I have to do to fulfill that mitzvah? Is it automatic? So that is the question. If you look at the mitzvah samelech, he quotes here, mitzvah kuf mem aleph. He quotes three possibilities. Three possibilities. What's the mitzvah of Shmitas Ksafim if it's automatic? So number one, he quotes, fascinating, the Mordechai itself. The Mordechai quotes Rabbi Avinu Avigdor HaKohen, who compares it to something that we like this comparison. He says, it's just like Kiddush. We use it for Kiddush. It's just like Kiddush Bechor, says Rabbi Avigdor Cohen. Le'inyan hashbatas ksafim, kibalti. Shashvias b'shametas me'eylecha. Afa b'shalo amar m'shametani. Even though he doesn't say it. Ela mitzvahi derami alei ba'amira. Dechsev zeder ha'shmita. Aval adibar enam akev ha'shmita. Similar to, zecher ledavar, nolad lo b'chor, be'edro mitzvah lahakdisho. Aval b'shakvar kodosh me'eylecha b'shas leida. Rav Soloveitchik, we've had that before, uses that for Kiddush. But here, the Rishonim, Rabbeinu Avigdor HaKohen in the Mordechai, says just like by the firstborn of a kosher animal, it's automatically kadosh. But there's a mitzvah for me to add my own personal element, mitzvah lahakdisho, so too, by Shemitas Ksafim. So too, there's a mitzvah for me to say mishamet, even though it's mishumat me'elav, even though it doesn't exist. So that's similar to what we like to say by Kiddush, and Shabbos is kadosh me'elav, but there's a mitzvah to add one's own personal element. That's one idea. There's a mitzvah lahashmit, even though it's automatic. Number one. Number two, he suggests based on the Sefer HaChinuch, to be noheg as if it doesn't exist. My not going to collect it is itself the mitzvah's asay. It disappears automatically. But my not going, the mitzvah hi lenho ki ilu ein kan od chov. After gambalav achi kvar nishmat achov. Haynu shelo yitva enu ki ilu adayin shelo v'haynu lashon la'azov achovos b'shev al tase u'bzu gufa kiyem ha-mitzvah. Number two, second idea, to treat it as if it doesn't exist. Number three, he suggests based on the language of the Rambam, maybe the mitzvah is to be mafkir and mashmit it before the Torah does. Towards the end of the time, the Torah is about to, before that, do it myself. The Rambam's Lashon in the beginning of Hilchos Shemitah, Perek Tes. Mitzvahs asei lahashmit hamalve b'shvias. Va'atoveh achov shavar lav shvias over alos asei. Right, he's mechalik maybe between the asei and the los asei, but possibly in order to be mafkir the chov b'kum v'asei even before the time comes of afkata demalka. Either way, that's an interesting. Usually we say, okay, the Mordechai is more pashut, and therefore it is, and that's what most agree to. It's automatic, but then you just run into the principle of, okay, then what's the mitzvah then? If it's automatic, and those are the three suggestions that we just had. Okay, let's go back to our Gemara. So the Gemara had, maybe, this machlokas, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, is Gufa, the same machlokas as Rav Shimon ben Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda, right, whether the Eiravon is Kone Keneged Kulo, or Keneged Mixas, so isn't that the machlokas? The Gemara says, no, you don't have to say that that's the machlokas. Lo, at the sixth line, my Eino Meshami to come Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Lahach Palga, they're not going to lay Mashkon, even Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the more expansive Shita, when Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that Shvius is not Meshamet, it means only the part that's connected the Mashkon. Mechlad Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Savar Lahach Palga, they're not going to lay Mashkon, Nami Meshamet. So when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi says, if your Mashkon is not connected, your entire loan, then the whole loan is collectible, is not collectible. So Ela Mashkon, they're not going to lay Mashkon, so why does he have the Mashkon for? If he has the mashko connected the whole loan, fine. That prevents the loan from disappearing. But if it's only connected part, then it doesn't do anything regarding Hilchos Shmita. So why is it? Why did he take the mashkon? L'zichron dvarim ba'alma. Okay, nothing to do with Hilchos Shmita. Just to take it, so I could always remind you to pay me, but not that it's going to affect Shmita. Good. Rav Kahana, getting back to other issues of payments, and how much the kinyan took place again. Again, remember the yesod of the whole perek so far is if the item has passed hands, so then the kinyan is chal. If the money has passed hands, the kinyan is not chal, but there might be a mishapara, and then we discuss whether you could use money as an object, right? Whether matbea nasa chalipin or not, what if you only paid for part of it, right? These are our issues now, which we continue. Rav Kahana yavu lezuzia kitna. Rav Kahana was paid money for kitna. He was paid money because somebody wanted to buy cotton from him. Lesof iyaker kitna, or flax. Lesof iyaker kitna. It went up. Kitna went up in value. So now Rav Kahana is thinking like, well, hey, they gave me money, but they didn't take it yet. So maybe now it's worth more. So Aslakami de Ravi went in front of Ravi. He didn't know what he should do. He wanted to know, what he didn't want to back out if he was going to suffer a mishapara of the type. So Amar Leh, so Rav says to him, Lishitaso. Remember what Rav says? We're talking about the machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav says, Kinegda hukone. So Rav says, Lishitaso, Bimaida Nikita Zuze Havlahu. The amount of kitzna that you have the money, Kineged, that amount that you have to give them. The Ritva says, or be makabel mishapara, but This is Rav Kahana we're talking about. So Rav knew that he didn't want to take a Mishapara. He didn't want to get cursed. So if he told him, pay him Kenega that amount, the Idach and the other amount that they didn't pay for yet, Dvarim Ninhu, Vidvarim Ein Bayam Mishum Mechusri Amana. The other part is just words. It's a commitment in words, and violating, reneging on a commitment in words is not considered mechusre amana, is not considered someone who is not an emesdik person. Let's just add what the Rishonim say. If there is a good reason why you are backing out, right? If there's no good reason, then you should keep your word, period. But if there is a good reason why one is backing out, so then that is not a violation, and that is not something that should stay, be stayed away from. And Rav Kahana, you could keep the rest of the kitzna. De Itmar, where do we see this machlokas? As follows, Dvarim. If you just have a verbal commitment, Rav Amar Ein Bayam Mishum Mechusrei Amana, that's Rav Lashitaso. Rav said there's not a problem. Rav Yochanan Amar, Yesh Bayam Mishum Mechusrei Amana. Rav Yochanan said, no, there is. Even in this case, possibly. Even where you might have a good excuse. So that's a discussion in the Rishonim here. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? There's a problem even by a verbal agreement. Like, is there any excuse that he would allow that it wouldn't be a problem in Mechusrei Amana? So that's this discussion here in the Rosh and the Balamor and the Chachmei Sfarad. If the price goes way up, if there's other reasons, if there's an Ones, that's a discussion. Okay, but either way, Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. So he could give, well, he has to give him back on the, based on the price that they paid for. And then the rest of it he could keep. And then if they want more, so then they can pay more for it. Meisvei, is this, let's give you a kasha on one of these shitas. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Ma tamalomer. Hin tzedek, the pasuk in Kedoshim. Hin tzedek, your hin, you had said an amount of measure, should be straight and righteous and yashar. Vahalo hin bechlal eifahaya. But what do you mean? The pasuk says hin and eifah. What do you need both of them for? They're both measurements. Falohin bechlal eifahaya, right? And the pasuk says there in Parshas Kedoshim, Mosnei tzedek, Avnei tzedek, eifah tzedek, vehin tzedek, yelachem, ani Hashem Elokeichem, asher oseis yeschem eretz Mitzrayim. Right? So what do you need all those measurements for? Eloloma lecha, shiyehe hin shalcha tzedek, vilav shalcha tzedek. To teach me not just, even though hin is a measurement, but we have another level of interpretation. Hin means your what you do. Your yeses should be tzedek, and your noes should be tzedek. You should keep your word. Right? Sounds like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan against Akasha and Rav. Answer, Amar Abaya, Hahu Shalo Yadaber Echad Bepev Echad Balev. That's not talking about going back on what you originally said. That's talking about even originally, if you shouldn't say something at the moment when you're thinking something else inside. Echad Bepev Echad Balev, that is inappropriate. But in the Chinami, Rav would say, but if you thought something originally, now you're retracting later, that would not be a violation of this. Interesting, the Gemara here and the context of the Pasuk is specifically Dine Mamanus. The Maritz Chayes points this out, that if you look in the Rambam generalizes. The Rambam generalizes it and quotes this in Hilchos Deos, not in Hilchos Mechira. Meaning the Rambam thinks, Hin Shalcha Tzedek and the Lav Shalcha Tzedek, Shalei Daber Echad Bev Echad Alev, is not just a monetary Dini Mamanis issue. It's a general life issue. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Deos and Perek Beis. Aser La Adam La Hanhig Atzmo B'divrei Chalakosu Pitui. It's also for a person to live and fill his life with falsifications and comments that are lies. V'lo tiyeh achas b'pev achas b'lev. Ela tocho kibaro. V'ha'inyin shebelev hu hadavar shebepeh. Gotta be the same inside and out. V'asur lignov dasa brios afilo dasa goy. And then he quotes examples. Ketzad, lo yimkar lo goy basur nevelo bechlal shchuta v'lo minal shal mesa maka minal shal shchuta v'chulu. Afilu mila achas shel pitui v'shel gnevas das asura el esfas emes v'ruach nachon v'leiv tahor mikol amal v'ovas. So it sounds like he gives examples of dinim amanis, but it sounds like life. Right? We're not supposed to be involved in sheker, midvar sheker tirchav. So the Maariv Chayes points it out that even though our Gemara is specifically the context of dinim amanis, but the Rambam understands this in a larger way. If you look in the Sefer Chassidim says, and it's not only words, right? You can lie with hand motions, with winks, with body language. That also is included, right? It's not, oh, I didn't say it. I'm allowed to lie. Like, I'll say something and I'll give somebody a wink. That's also a problem, says the Sefer Chassidim in Os Memzayin. Oz Mem Zayin. He quotes the Gemara in Gittin that we had about the Tarnagol Abar. Shlomo Melech wanted to get the Shamir. Great story there, if you remember. But anyway, continues the Sefer Chasidim. Shelo yimatzei b'fichem lashon tarmit, echad bepe v'echad b'lev, hakol emet, v'zeo chosamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the Chosma of Hashem is MS. V'chein emru chachamim, hin shalcha tzedek v'hin shalcha, v'lav shalcha tzedek. V'kritzo sav u'remizo sav shal adam tzedek. V'af nianua rosho shal adam. K'shu kofefes rosho. K'shu omer lav menanei rosho litzdadin. When you say no, and you go to the, right, you shake your head. V'af ho'evarim kulam amitiim meisharim ahivucha. According to Pasuk in the beginning of Shir HaShirim. Right? We have to live a life of MS. Not just words of MS, but live our lives of MS. Good. There's just one other point on this Pasuk. Hein Shalcha Tzedek V'Lav Shalcha Tzedek. We discuss this back in Ksubis. Rashi quotes this Pasuk as the source for the concept of Prias Balchov Mitzvah. They have to pay back. That's the language of the Gemara there in Ksubis Peivav. Rashi quotes, what's the source for that? Hein Shalcha Tzedek V'Lav Shalcha Tzedek. That's what Rashi quotes. And if you look in the Ritva says, but that's not what our Gemara says. Our Gemara learns from this Pasuk, Shehei, Hin Shalcha Tzedek, V'Lav Shalcha Tzedek. Not Hin Tzedek, Eifat Tzedek. Rashi says that's learned for, this Pasuk is used for Prias Balchov Mitzvah. And our Gemara says, it's Achas Pev, Achas Belev. So the Ritva says, you have to have a different source for Prias Balchov Mitzvah. The Ritva quotes, the source is, okay, different, he gives a different sort about, Avot. Anyway, so says the, if you look in the Torah Tamima on this Pasuk in Kedoshim, he says, no, Rashi understands our Gemara as a larger, not just specifically regarding measurements, but shelo yadaber echad be'echad b'leiv, you have to be an honest person, and not paying back your loan is not being an honest person. So it's a more general understanding, right? It's similar to what the Maariv Chai says for the Rambam, that's what the Torah Tamima says for Rashi, right, to help explain him against the attacks of the Ritva. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, Meisvei, we're about the fifth wide line. Meisvei, Reb Shimon Omer. This is a brisa that we had earlier, yesterday's daf. Reb Shimon Omer, Afal Pi Sha'amru, Talis Kone Diner Zav. Vein Diner Zav Kone Talis. As we've said, even though if I pay for a talis, I'm buying a garment, and I give a golden coin. So if I take the talis, then the kinyan is done. If I give the golden coin, the kinyan is not done yet, because that's called payment. Even though zahav is considered the item by compared to, let's say, silver, but compared to clothing, then all currency or money is called currency. So even though that's true, mikom akom kachalacha aval amru misha para meachi dora mabel u meachi dora flaga hu asidli parami misha ino omei b'diburo. Right, he will pay back and get retribution from the person who does not stand in his dibur. Rashi adds that the ikar problem here is the chulu, the part that's not quoted in our Gemara, the seifa. Rashi says, and if you keep going, it says kolachozer bo ein ruach hachamim nochei menu. So you see, there is just dvarim, there is mechusrei amana. Right, rayat Rabbi Yochanan kasha on Rav. Tanoihi, really it's a machlokas tanoim detzan, because the Mishnah says later on, the Mishnah, the beginning, pegimel, that's the Mishnah, the beginning of second asocher, the beginning of asocher es hapoalim, says the Mishnah, Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Masi Yisham alo b'ni, afilu, what happened? His son went, tzeva sechor lanu poalim, go hire me some workers, hire us some workers. Halachu pasak le mezonas, he got workers, he said, okay, we're going to pay you lunch, we're going to give you this food. Ukushba yisal aviv, and when he came back to his father to tell him what happened, amar lo, b'ni, afilu ate ose otam lahem, kitsudah shlomo b'shaito, even if you give them like a suit of shlomo amelach, yod yatsa tzasa yidei chovascha imahem. You haven't given them enough. Shehem, b'nei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. You know who these Jews are. You have to give them a lot. So therefore, and he didn't specify how much food he's giving. Ela, so rather, says the Mishnah, Achelo yeschilu b'malacha, if they haven't started working yet, tseva amar lahem, amanash ein lachem alai, lapas v'kidnis b'vad. Go tell them that, you know, they might think that they're getting a super duper five-course meal. Just tell them, no, this is what you're giving them. If they didn't start working, and that's the deal. Fine. So that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. But if you say going back on your word is a problem, how did the father, Rabbi Yochanan ben Masya, say, you know, go back? What do you see? It must be that there's not a problem with Chusri Amana. It must be if there's a good reason to go back, if there was a misunderstanding, then you're allowed to go back. And therefore the Machlokas Rabban Rabbi Yochanan is really Machlokas Tanoim. And this Mishnah holds like Rav. says the Gemara. No, maybe not. That could also all be Rabbi Yochanan. Shiny hasam depalim gufaylo samcha daitayo. No, that case was different. Even the workers didn't have full smichas das to what they were going to get. My taima, may the yadit alavu asamach. They know that this is just the son, that the son's going to have to go back to confirm it with the father, and the father's going to realize what's going to happen, and he's going to come and tell them exactly what food they're getting. Tzihachi afilu hischilu memalachanami. What do you mean? Then even if they started their work, then he should be able to retract. Gemara said, no, hischilu b'malacha v'adei samchi datayu. Once the work starts, then they have smichas das that they're going to get it. Amru, meimar, amar, kamei davu abenichalei. It must be that he went and discussed it with his father. Look, he didn't stop us before we started working, so that's why once it starts, you can't change. Because that's not just dibur. That's not just dvarim. But before it is just dvarim, and therefore there is no smichas das, and you would be able to retract. Why does the Mishnah say that there have been a Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov? If you look for a moment at that Mishnah on Pei Gimel and Aleph, there's a Rashi there. Rashi says on Pei Gimel, he says, even if you give them to the Shlomo, they're B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Rashi says, V'sudaso shel Avraham, gedola mishel Shlomo. The Gemara there says, the suit of Avraham Avinu is even more. When? Beginning of Parshas Vayera. Right? Where he talks about everything that Avraham Avinu gives to the Malachim. Avraham has a huge feast. So that's why he mentions Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what the Gemara says. Ask the Tosfos Yantav on that Mishnah, why do you mention Yitzchak and Yaakov? You know, the meal was Avraham. Avraham's the one that, you know, is known as the Gemara there says is the big suta. So says the Tosfos Yantav on that Mishnah, even though we're being medayik from Avraham, Afal gavda me Avram lachud dayek itzrach lameimer nam Yisrael v'Yaakov. Why? Mishum de'im kain. If you don't say Yisrael and Yaakov, then all descendants of Avraham would be ro'i for that meal. Afilu po'alim shemi zera Yishmael v'Esav. Nami lo yasi dechavaso. Without giving him the meal. Lohachi nakat shem b'nei Avram Yisrael v'Yaakov. Klomar ki b'Yitzchak yikar lazara b'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Right? That's the, this level of food and parnasa given to them, you know, only applies to B'nai Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. Okay, interesting. Says the Gemara continuing, Umiyam Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. So now we focus on Rav a little bit, now we'll focus on Rabbi Yochanan. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that if you retract just a verbal commitment, it's a problem? Yesh v'amin shum mechusri amana. V'yamar Rabbi Barbachana, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'omar lecha v'ira matana, ani nosein lecha. If somebody says, you know, I'm going to give you a present tomorrow, Yochol Achzerbo, he's allowed to go back and not give it. Yochol Pshita, well, of course. Why would you think he can't? Nothing happened yet. Ella Mutter Lachzerbo. Not only can he, but there's no violation if he does. Mutter Lachzerbo. So ask the Gemara. What do you mean? I thought Rabbi Yochanan says, Dvarim is a problem of Chusri Amana, if you go back. And here Rabbi Yochanan says, no problem. Amar of Papa, it depends. Umode Rabbi Yochanan, Bimatana Mu'etes, Tesamcha Daitayu. Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if you promise to give something small, then that's where Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to go back, because a person has smichas das. If you promise something very big, then obviously the guy doesn't think you're serious. The issue is, Rabbi Yochanan, it's not a magical formula, it's lemaisa. Does the guy expect to get it? If the guy expects to get what you promised, then you can't go back on it. That's the problem of mechusri amana. And a person expects to get it by matana mu'etis, the samcha daitayu. But a matana meruba, he would not expect to get it, and therefore that's what this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is talking about, mutar lachzerbo, that's by a matana meruba. If you look in the Rashba, if you look in the Tosafot Rashi and others, this is within matana. What about mecher? What if you promise to sell something? Is there a difference between mu'etes and meruba? So the Rashba says, no. There's no difference. By mechira, any amount, the guy's serious, because you're getting the money in back. So he's so mechas das on everything. Lav lomemra, says the Rashba. Dibe mecher les be mishum mechusri amana. No. El l'rabusa ba'alma nake l'rapapa matana. Lomar, jafilu b'matana, even by matana, where Rabbi Yochanan is befarish yochal achzer bo, moduhu de'eno mutu lachzer hi matana mu'etes. Avo b'mecher, vada is be mishum mechusri amana, bein b'mecher ma'at, bein b'mecher rav. Says the Rashba, it doesn't matter. By a mecher, even if it's a mecher rav, well, you committed to sell it. Meaning you're not going to lose anything by it. And therefore, there wouldn't make a difference. And he quotes others, deus about that. But that's an important comment of the Rashba. Hachanami Mistavra says the Gemara, this also makes sense. That according to Rabbi Yochanan, it goes by smichas das. It goes by how much by matana mu'etas, then you can't be chozer bo. Why? Dam Rabbi Yochanan. Another statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Yisrael Shamar LeBen Levi Kor Meiser Yishlecha Biyadi. Yisrael goes over to a Ben Levi who he has to give Meiser Rishon to and say, "Look, I have some Meiser Rishon for you in my yard. I'm going to give you your Meiser Rishon. Kor Meiser Yishlecha Biyadi. You have Meiser Rishon. I'm going to give it to you tomorrow." Ben Levi Rashay Lasoso Chumas Meiser Al Makom Acher. The Ben Levi could go and make it Chumas Meiser on other produce and grain that he has in his house. Whoa, it's not his yet. How could he do that? So, if you say the Rabbi Yochanan holds, well, you can't be chozer bo mishamachi rashoi. That's why you know he's never going to retract, and that's why he's allowed to do it. And Rashi says this is called matana mu'etes. Why? Because the Yisrael doesn't really have any rights to this Meiser Rishon except to choose which Levi he's going to give it to. Right? That's called tovas hanah. So, because of that, that's considered a matana mu'etes. Ela I amrit matzi l'meder bay. But if you would say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, he could be chozer bo, even by matana mu'etes, amai rashoi. So how could the Levi, how would he be able to declare that shrumas meiser on other items that he has in his house? Ishtakek to ka'achal tvalim. It'll come out that it'd be tevel. So therefore, that's a raya that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it must be, he can't be chozer bo. And it's ki'ilu, it was given already. We'll get back to that. But first, let's finish. So there's the Gemara. No raya. Hachamayaskina, koshinalu mimenu, v'chazer v'kidu etzlo. No, maybe it's a case where you gave it to the Levi already, actually, and then he gave it back to you to watch. He gave it back to you to watch. Tosfos wonders, you know, in the second Tosfos, then what would be the chiddush? Obviously. Tosfos says, you're right, we could have asked that kasha, but we ask a different kasha. The Ritva says maybe the chiddush would be that you could do it shalom and amukaf. Right, shalom and amukaf. I mean, the Ritva says that would be the chiddush. Okay, but either way, the Gemara has a different question. Really, he gave it back, he gave it to the Levi, then the Levi gave it back? Ihach yema seifa. But then look at the next line of the statement. Nathnu leben Levi acher, ein lo alav elatar omes. If this Yisrael then went and gave it to a different Levi, then the first Levi could just complain, but he can't. Doesn't really have any power. But 1 minute. But if the first Levi actually took it and it's his, and now he just gave it back as a pikadon, amai ein lo alav el taromes. That wouldn't be right. What, he only has complaints against him? Kivat demashche mamona islegabe. Since he pulled it, he did meshicha, then it's his. So you can't say he would be able to give it to anybody. So el alav, so we have to go back to what we said earlier, shma mina, bitzelo natzlo, shma mina. It must be that he did not take it, and therefore it was just a promise, and we do have a raya that according to Rabbi Yochanan, matan mu'etes, one would not be able to be chozer bo. There's still also, and if we think about it, even if you can't be chozer bo, is it his yet? I just promised I'm going to give it to you, the Yisrael to the Levi. But it's still a tremendous chiddush to say that he could make it Shrumas Meiser if he didn't give it yet. Says Rabbi Elchanan in Kovet Shiurim, Baba Basra, Shin Ayin Dalid. Says Rabbi Elchanan, he quotes our Gemara and he says, Tamua Lechora, Tamavur, Sham de Yochol Lachzerbo, but he's not Kone yet. So he quotes, Tzorech Lomar, Kamosha Matzinu, where's the line? Yesh dvarim, based on a Tosfos and Ksubis. Yesh dvarim she'einan tzrichin kinyan. Dekivan degomar umakni, ein tzorech maisa kinyan. V'raya mi matana mu'etes b'metziya memtes. Mi deyachol la'asoso chumas maisra amakom acher. Alma tekani. This Gemara is an unbelievable chiddush, according to the Sarn Rishonim. The second that I know that it's going to you, I can't retract, it's as if it's mine for certain halachas already. As if it's mine. Is it mine for, let's say, Bali Rabba Yimatze? Maybe not. It's still in your possession. But for other halachos. And im lo chazarbo, kana hakohen lemafreya. Omishamachi mikri muchza geitzel kohen. So that line already makes it a little bit less. So it's only nickname. When is it really Chumas Meiser? What if Yisrael eats it in the interim? Before the Levi actually takes it. That's a nafkamina. Is it really working lemafreya? Or is it working only mikana lahaba lemafreya? But that's, either way, it's an important discussion. If you look in the Rush here, the Rush says, well, maybe this is Makire Leviya. We had a gesugya in Gittin, in the end of the third parak, about Makire Kahuna. If there's a coin or a Levi that you always give it to, so then that could be like a Mixas Kenyan already. Because you always give it to them, so therefore, that's why it works. So the Rush says, maybe that's what we're talking about here. It's Ki'ilu Baliyado, if it is a case of Makire. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Hahu Gavra. About 8 lines up. Somebody, a man, paid money for sesame. Lasof yakar shumshimi, and then the sesame went up in value. Hadru behu. So the sellers wanted us not give it. Va'amrulei less than shumshimi, and they said, sorry, we don't have any shumshimi. Shakol zuza, take your money. Take your money back, you know, we don't have it. So lo shakol zuza. So the guy did not take his money back. In negative, and then the money was stolen. So who's responsible? The sellers of the shumshimin said, take your money back, and the guy didn't take it. Also, l'kami derava, amalei. Kivan to amilei shkol zuzech, velo shaklis. Since they said, take your money, and you didn't, lo miba yishomer sachar delo havi. Not only is he not a shomer sachar, the sellers of the shumshimin, elafi lo shomer chinan amilavi, they're nothing. They didn't accept any shmira. Amalei rabban and l'rava. V'abay l'kabulei lebi shapara. But what do you mean? The sesame sellers, didn't they do something wrong? Right? They were chozerbo. They should be mekabel misha para. Amalu, he says, echachinami. Yes. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. They don't have to pay if they're mekabel misha para. If they don't want to be mekabel misha para, they would have to pay. They would have to pay for it. But I'm talking about it's either this or this. Rashi. O mishalim shoshimin. O yekabel misha para. Meaning echachinami. Good. Amar Papi, Lamaisa, the Chafetz Chaim, and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Shari Tshuva talk all about Lamaisa. Right? We come out of this Gemara. Okay, so when am I allowed to lie? When am I allowed, if it's a verbal commitment, when do I have a good excuse, when not? So they go through all the different rules about what's considered a good excuse, what's not, what is Lefnim Mishuras Adin, right? The details, Lamaisa, you know, need to be worked on. You can't paskin just based on this Gemara, but the Chafetz Chaim and the earlier, the Shari Tshuva and Shari Gimel discuss. It has nine types of shakranim, Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, Amar Papi, Amar Li Ravina, Lididi Amar Li Ahumi Rabbanan, V'Rav Tava Shmei, V'Amri La Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra Shmei, right? I heard, Rav Papi says that Ravina told him that the whole story that we just quoted was not true. The whole story with the sesame. That he was the seller. Well, first we say, the seller that is under discussion, either Rav Tavas or Rav Shmuel, even if you would give them all the treasures in the world, they would never lie. So you can't say that this sesame story happened as it was reported. B'didi aviuvda, I was the seller. Hahu yoma apanya demali shabsahavi, and it was Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. Vavi yasivna, and I was sitting. V'asahu gavra, v'koya baba. There was somebody that came to my door. Amar li, he says, istacha shum shmi lizvuni. He asked me, do you have sesame to sell? That was where the truth ended of the story that you got. Amar le lo, I said no, I don't have any shum shumi. Amar le, he says, Levi hanach zuzi pipikado gabach. Can I at least give you some money to watch? Tachashkali, it's getting dark. It's Shabbos. Can I put the money in your house? Amar le, and I said to him, Habesa kamach, here's my house. What does that mean? He didn't accept any responsibility. He said, look, here's my house. I'm not accepting responsibility. Do whatever you want with it. Osvinu bebeisei vegrav. Then he put it into my house and it was stolen. And then, also, and that's what happened. Nothing to do with sesame and reneging. Also, the Gamed Rava, Amarle, Kol HaBesa Kamach. And then that's what Rava paskind. If somebody says, you know, my house is in front of you, Lo mi boy shomer sachar de lo havi, ala vilu shomer chinu nami lo havi. He didn't accept any shmira there. That's where Rava paskind. Amrile, they said, well, one minute. If Amrile Rabbanah la Rava, Iboyle, Kabule, Ale, Mishapara, didn't the Rabbanah say to Rava at the end of the story something about a Mishapara? They said, no, the whole story is wrong. No, nothing to do with Amisha Parah. And therefore, the story is not something that you can learn halacha from. Period. Last section, based on the first Mishnah in our parak. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Sha'kesef B'yado, Yado Al Ha'Yona V'chulu. Remember, Rabbi Shimon said, the seller could retract if he got the money, but the buyer cannot retract. Tanya, the following Brisa. That expands on our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bei Masai, when do I say that the seller could give back the money and retract? Bizman Sha Kesef, Viha Peros Bian Mocher. If the Kesef and the Peros, right, the seller has the money and he still has the Peros. Aval Kesef Bian Mocher, U Peros Bian Lokeach, Eno Yochel Achzerbo. But if the Peros already, the buyer has it, he can't be Chozerbo. Bibnesha Kasbo Biado. First, we have a linguistic problem. Because the money is in his hand. His is the buyer. Biyado bi'ad mokerhu. No, it's in the hands of the seller. So, ela mebreisha demei kaspo biyado. No, it means the demei kaspo, which means the item, is in his hands. Meaning what? What did we just say? That if the seller has the money and the buyer has the property, then he can't be chozero. Says the Rav Shita, then everything's done. What's the chiddush of that? Amarava, no. Hacha mayaskinan, kugon shahaisa, Aliyah shelokeach muskeres biyad mocher. There's a buyer and a seller. the seller is renting property, renting room from the buyer. So now the seller sells something to the buyer, and it's sitting in the seller's property, which is really the buyer's property. So that is the case here. And as Rashi explains, you got to end in this line on Rashi to understand. And Rabbi Shimon holds like the Dea Maos Konos Mida Oraisa. Right, we had 2 days ago. Right when you pay, the Kenyan is really done Daraisa, Midra Rabbanan Meshicha. So, time am I Tikinu Rabbanan Meshicha. Why did the Rabbanan say that you have to do Meshicha? You have to actually take it. Gzeira Shem Yom Rulo, Nisri Vachidech Valiyah. Because we don't want the seller, after he gets the money, to say, oh, there was an accident. Right, he's not going to go and try to protect the merchandise, but hacha b'rishusi d'lokeach ninu. But here, there's no worry because it's in the buyer's house. Enough l'dleika ba'ones iutar chamaisila. If there's a fire, he's going to go get it. You're right. It's the seller's rented area, but it's in the buyer's house. So therefore, there's no. You don't need the din d'rabbanan of meshicha. That's why just the din of kesef works, and that explains the Rav Shimon in his brisa. Fine. Finishing up. Hu gavra diav zuze achamra. Somebody paid money for wine. Lesov shama de kaboyla mitzvah de be parzak rufila. He hears that the government's gonna come and confiscate it, and therefore, the seller wants to go back. Amele havli zuze. He says, can I have my money back? Lo beina, I'm sorry, the buyer wants to go back. Right, if I got my money back. Amar le havli zuze. Lo be'ina chamra. I don't really want wine. Asa l'kame d'Rav Chisda. Amar le. Kaderach shetiknu meshicha b'mochrin. Takniknu meshicha b'lekucha. Just like they were masaking meshicha. Lachzor bo hamocher. That the seller could go back as long as the lokeach didn't take it. So too, they were misaking it, and the Rush says there's not even a mishapara, right? Because he's going to be mafsid everything here, and therefore we don't fault him. Okay, Rabosai, we are up to the rest of the parak. The rest of parak Hazav, the second half of the fourth parak, or even more than the half, is all about issues of ona'a. Right, we know there are different types of ona'a. There's ona'as dvarim, making fun of somebody, which Rav Pam says is an underappreciated avera. Right, we all are in the focus of Lashon Hara. We live in the post-Chafetz Chaim era. So we are all have our antennas up for Lashon Hara. Right, we know about it, and Shmiras HaLashon. And Rav Pam mentions a number of times in his writings, he feels bad for the Isra of Onaz Dvarim. Because so many people don't realize that, just making fun of insulting and saying things. So that's Onaz Dvarim, that's not what we're talking about right now. What we're talking about, that's going to come up later, but right when we're talking about Onaz Mamon, which means ripping people off. Ripping people off, and as we'll see by the Shema Tamar's Daf, Rashi quotes it right here, right, the three levels of Ona'a, right, there's ripping somebody off in either direction, the buyer or the seller, more than a sixth, exactly a sixth, or less than a sixth. In the Mishnah and Gemara, Ona'a, the case of Ona'a is exactly a sixth. More than a sixth is called, it's not called Ona'a, more than a sixth is called Bitul Mekach, because that's the halacha. If it's more than a sixth, then it's a Mekach Tos. You have to get back to Ona, and the whole sale is void. If it's less than Ona, that's called Mechila, because less than a sixth. Less than a sixth is called a Mechila, because the deal stands, and, you know, you don't have to get back the Ona. Is there an Isser even less than a sixth? That's a good question. And then, exactly a sixth, the deal stands, but you have to be Machzer the Ona. That's what's called the case of Ona by the Gemara. So three cases are Bitul HaMekach, Ona'a, and Mechila. Those are the three cases. The big question, which we'll try to talk about today, if not, we're going to run out of time, we'll talk about the middle case. The case of Ona'a, what's the svar for that? If you have to give back, so why is it a good sale at all? Right? If you have to give back, that shows that it was wrong. So why don't you say it's a Mekach Tos? Why do you say the deal stands, and then you have to give it back? So that's going to be a thought of Reb Chaim and Hilchas Mechira, hopefully we'll get to it, that it's Exeris, Ona'a is Exeris HaKasif. If it's exactly a six. Really, it should be maybe Mechila, but it's a zakat, you have to give it back. But the second that you say, it's really stolen, kind of, it's a mistake, then you should say it's Bitul HaMekach. The middle case is what is unusual, that we'll have to talk about. Okay, well, maybe we'll talk about it later, but now let's try to get through the Mishnah and the Gemara. Ha'ona'a arba'a kesem me'esrim va'arba kesem l'sela. Ona'a is 1/6, 4 out of 24, right? That's what we hold. Shtus l'mekach. Fine. On Matay Mutal HaHachzir, how long does the person who was ripped off have to be Choserbo? How long does he have? You know, he wants to, you know, for a year, for 2 years? How long does he have? And Rashi says, and after that, Rashi, Right? Ad masay mutter lahachzir. Misha nis'ane. V'hai denaka lashon mutter. What does it mean? Mutter lahachzir? La dashme'inan deleka filu misha para lahachzir amekach oshitin lo'onaso. Right? There's not a misha para here if he's giving it back because he was nis'ane. So how long? Ad kadei sheyara letagar lekrofo. Until you have time to go home to ask your friend, to ask your relative, and then they'll tell you, well, you got ripped off. Go back. Tav Tosfos says, it doesn't mean that, you know, everybody, you know, somebody has their relative in town and somebody has their relative in the next town. There is some type of objective standard, right? Most people, you know, have a certain amount of time, so it's not just, everybody has their own shear. You have to say there's some type of objectivity. Ho Rabbi Tarfon Belud, Rabbi Tarfon, Paskin in Lud, Ho na Shmona Asar Meyasrim Va'arba, Kesef Lasela Shlish Lamekach. He Paskin the third, not a sixth. Vissamchu Tagre Lud, and the merchants of Lud were so happy. A third? They can make more profit. Amalam, but then he said to them, Kalayo Mutter Lachzar. But he gave them more retraction time the whole day. Amrulo Yaniach Lan Rabbi Tarfon Bimkomenu V'Chazal Devechachamim. You know what? We didn't need your extra heter. Let's just go back to the sixth with less time than a third with more time. The Gemara will talk more about it. Okay, Itmar. When we say 1/6, what does that mean? Rav Amar Shtus Mekach. Rav says it means a Shtus Mekach Shaninu. It's a sixth of the value of the item. That's how you determine the sixth. How much the item inherently is worth? 1/6, that's ona'a. Ushmuel amar shtus ma'os nami shaninu. No, Shmuel says, I agree with that. It's just mekach, but it also, it would be ona'a if it's 1/6 of the amount that you paid. If it's 1/6 of the amount of the purchase price, so that also is, counts as ona'a. So, for example, shavi shisa b'chamsha, shavi shisa b'shiva, if something inherently is worth 6, and you paid either 5 or 7, kuli amalo pligi debatsu mekach hazlin and vonahi have. Everybody agrees that's ona, because that's just mekach. And everybody agrees that that's a case of ona, if it's 1/6 of the inherent value. Ki pligi, the machlokas is, where it's not 1/6 of the value of the item, but it is 1/6 of the amount paid. Ki pligi shavi chamsha b'shisa, something that inherently is worth 5, and you paid 1/6, right? Which is, right? Not, that is shtus, if you go by shtus of the mekach, that would be 1/5, right? It would be more than 1/6. V'shavi shiva b'shisa, or something that's inherently worth 7, you paid 1/6. So if you go by the mekach, it's less than 1/6. And if you go by Ma'os, right, Shuz Moshe Ninu, it is exactly 1/6. So that's the case, the Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel. L'Shmuel, the Amar Basar Ma'os, Aslin, according to Shmuel, who say that you either, Ona could either be 1/6 of the actual price, or 1/6 of what you actually paid, either be the Ona Havi. Though both of these cases would all be considered cases of Ona, which, as we said, means the deal stands, and you just give back the extra. L'Rav d'Amar Basar Mekach Hazlinan. But according to Rav, no, those would fit into the other two categories. Right? Why? Because Ona'a of 1/6 is only 1/6 of the inherent value, the real price. But Shavi Chamsha B'Shisa Bitol Mekach Havi, that would be Bitol Mekach, because that's 1/5. That would be more of a ripoff. Shavi Shiva L'Shisa Mechila Havi, that would be called less than 1/6, because that is not called Ona'a. V'Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel would say no. Ki Amrinan Mechila U'Bitol Mekach. When would you say the first and third, right? The other cases of more than 1/6, less than 1/6, Hecha Deleka Shtus Mishnei Tzadim. That's where it's not 1/6 either of the actual value or of the purchase price. Aval Hecha Dika Shtus Mitzad Echad Ona'a Yave. But if according to Shmuel, if it's 1/6 of anything, right, 1/6 of the actual value, or 1/6 of the price that you paid, that would be called Ona'a, and the rules would apply of the Mekach stands, and you just have to give back the extra. Period. So now, what about our Mishnah? Does our Mishnah take a stand on this Machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Again, Rav says only Shus Mekach, 1/6 of the item. Shmuel says it's both, either or. Either or is called Ona'a. So it's Tanan, Ona'a, Dalet Kesem Yesrim Ba'arba Kesem L'Sela, Shus L'Mekach. Our Mishnah says 1/6. So my love, what's the case of our Mishnah of 6 out of 24? Right? I'm sorry, 4 out of 24. My love, Dezavin Shavi Esrim Ba'esrim Ba'arba, isn't the case where you sold something that inherently is worth 20 for 24. Vishmamina Shus Mos Nami Shaninu. And that's only 1/6 of the purchase price? Isn't that the case? So it's a riot to Shmuel. So lo, no, it could be differently. Dezavin shavi esrim v'arba b'esrim. The opposite. You sold something worth 24 for 20. So that is the That's shtus mekach. So Gemara says, what minasani? In that case, who is getting ripped off? Mocher, the seller? Because he got less. Same as seifa. What about the next part of the Mishnah? An matzei mutar lahachzer b'chtei she'ira l'tagro l'krovo. V'yamar Rav Nachman. Right? There's a limit how long you have to show it. And Rav Nachman said, lo shanu elo lokech. That only applies to the buyer. Avo mocher le'olam chozer. But the mocher could always be chozer bo. So you see, the seifa is talking about the buyer, not the seller. How can we say the earlier part of the Mishnah is where the seller got ripped off? So Ella the Gemara says, okay, there's another way you could have it that the buyer got ripped off. Shavi esrim va'arba be'esrim v'tmanya. Something that's worth 24, you sold for 28, which again is what makes the it's four, and four is 1/6 of the actual value of 24. So it could still be bittel shtus mekach in the Mishnah, and it's not a riot to Shmuel, it could even be like Raf. Period. Tanan, one final section. Tanan, ho rabbi tarfin balud. Ho unah shmona kesem esrim va'arba kesem l'sela shlish l'mekach. The seifa of our Mishnah. Rabbi tarfin holds the shir of unah is a third. So myla, the zavin shavi shitzar be'esrim va'arba is in the case where you sold something that inherently is worth 16 and you sold it for 24. Vishma minah shlish ma'us nami shaninu. And that unah is a third of the purchase price, not a third of the value. So therefore, it's a riot to Shmuel. So lo, dezav and shavi esrim v'arba b'shitzar. No, you sold something worth 24 for 16. So what is the amount? 8, which is a third of the mekach. So minus an and mocher, same question we had before. But so who is ripped off there? The seller, same as seifa. But the next line of the Mishnah, amar lohem kol hayom mutar lachzor v'amar Rav Nachman l'shar el lokeach av mocher l'olam chozer. The next line is obviously talking about the lokeach. So you have to say the previous line is also. So you're right. Elo dezavin shavi chav talid bitzlas and vitrein. It means if you sold something worth 24 for 32. So then what is the amount that you got ripped off? 8. And 8 is a third of the actual value. So again, the Mishnah, we just came up with numbers, that the Mishnah does not have to be a riot to Shmuel, which you might have said the Mishnah is calling out a case where the onah is a sixth or a third of the purchase price, and we came up with numbers that no, maybe it's a third or a sixth of the actual value, and therefore it fits in according to Rav as well. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Beshem, we'll start with some major issues of Ona'a on tomorrow's daf when we talk about issues of Mechila and that Reb Chaim that we mentioned as we continue here in Perek HaZahav.